Bring it to the party, bring it to the ESPN Milwaukee team. Box full of Kringle is a Midwest dream. Old T and Jason at the radio station sing. Nothing starts a show like a freshman Kringle ring. Flaky, tasty, baked just right. Kringle makes it.
I'll tell you what. Killers, Carney. I don't know who this is, but this, I think this is here to stay.
An AI generated.
Maybe you ain't winning Kringle.
Ineligible Christine Danish Kringle jingle.
But you're going to be winning on our air because it's going to be played.
I think we need to track down our artist. I'm fascinated by this. I am both terrified by AI and concerned about how it is being used, and also there are things that are produced that I am amazed by, and this one is on the list. That Danish Kringle notwithstanding, that's quality entertainment right there. I want to get back to the conversation we were having before we played trivia and before we get to crowning our Kringle champion. And the Racine Danish Kringle's Jingle for Your Kringle contest winner who will receive Kringle for a year. Go to Kringle.com if you're not going to win, or call 800-4-DANISH to purchase your Kringle for your holidays. And that is the who has to step up, guys. And the guy that I want your opinion on, Tausch, is a guy that, unfortunately, but in some ways fortunately, is going to be fresher than just about anybody else. Kind of like your Kringle.
I know who you're thinking of. Yep.
He goes by three letters. L-V-N. Mm-hmm. Lucas Van Ness came back last week, or Sunday, I should say. It's only Tuesday. Came back on Sunday. Played extensively. He had missed 7 of the previous 8 games. And I believe the one game he did play in, he played like 6 snaps. In this game,
it was 6 or 7. Yeah, six or seven. Snaps.
Yeah. This game, he played 22 snaps. 22 snaps.
Didn't hear a lot about him.
For LVN.
In that game.
He had the one tackle close to the goal line. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, not a super eventful return, but 22 snaps out of 68 is certainly progress. What's realistic to expect from him? And the fresh legs versus coming off of an injury that sidelined him for 7 of the really just 2 months. What's realistic to expect from him?
I don't think we can expect a ton. Anything you get from him, I think you're going to feel like is ice cream on top of ice cream cake. He's battling a foot, right? It's a foot that he's been competing through, and I know.
It's a foot.
I saw he tweeted at somebody that was getting after him about his lack of productivity, and, you know, I get it. You're frustrated with kind of how it's going. The more he can just get out there and start getting a vibe and a feel, I don't know. You know, injuries suck during a season because even when you get back, it takes you a little time to mentally trust and feel like you can get back and do what you want to do. But if he can make a couple of impact plays, I think we would take that at this point for the rest of his season. I think this is going to be, you know, and I think it'll come from the inside where on pass rushing situations, this is going to be an Enagbare Rashawn Gary. And Rashawn Gary takes a lot of reps off. He is a rep, you know, what is the old saying? He's not a big snap count.
He's a high snap count guy.
What a quote. That might be the quote of the year. Yeah, I'm not much of a snap count guy. Like my buddy who was trying to sell, I'm not really a sales guy. Yeah, the deal is you got to get out there. I don't have monster expectations. I hope that Lucas Van Ness can be that guy because he felt like he was turning a corner early in the season, and obviously he gets injured and it kind of sets back. Now I just don't have monster expectations for him.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But look, it's all hands on deck. They have lost, you know, they've lost 4 critical players. And despite my opinion about Sean Ryan and the fact that they should have just left Elton be at left guard. They've lost Elgton Jenkins. They've lost Tucker Kraft. They've lost Devontae Wyatt, and now they've lost Micah Parsons. And to your point yesterday, which I wholeheartedly agreed with, as valuable as you were, as valuable as Nick Barnett was, I don't know if we can look at this group and say, oh, well, it's just like 2010. They had all those guys on injured reserve. Like, Ryan Grant getting hurt in the opener was a pretty major blow. Guy's coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I mean, the guy's a really good player. I just don't, the good news when you lose Nick Barnett was you had Desmond Bishop waiting in the wings, and he turned out to be a really good player. When you were injured, you had Brian Bulaga, who is a first-round pick. I'm not looking at LVN or Kingsley and Igbari and saying, well, this guy's ready to be not Micah Parsons, but a pretty good approximation. I don't see anybody like that. I look at the tight ends, and I don't see anyone, although Luke Musgrave had some moments again on Sunday.
Did he?
He did. He had a couple of catches. He also had a drop, I think. But they don't have anybody even in the same stratosphere as Tucker Kraft. And that is why my level of optimism is more rooted in the fact that I don't know if there's anybody that star-spangled awesome in the NFC that there should be reason for still hope for them. But it's not because I'm looking at them going,
they can
live with these guys.
The same respect, there isn't, but we're not either.
Right.
And anybody we play can beat us. Anybody we play, I feel like we could beat them. Now, without Micah, I think it does change the math a little bit, but it's still, I think offensively, as long as Christian Watson's out there, I think you make a really good argument. What we saw on Sunday is the best version of this offense that we've seen.
I agree.
Tell me a game we played better offensively. Now, obviously, the fourth quarter.
Second half of Pittsburgh, they were really good, right?
Yeah,
Watson was back for too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We need to crown a champion.
I put my votes in.
The final votes have been cast. Next, we will unveil this year's Jingle for Your Kringle Grand Champion, but not until after we've told you about Jones Dairy Farm and that orchetta that Sarah's been making with the great sausage from there.
Pork sausage from Jones Dairy. Oh, the holidays are great, and Jones Dairy Farm makes them even greater. Jones products are perfect for the holidays. You want to have that great bacon. Jesse stole my package last year. I got it this year, and I got a beautiful smoked ham. It's going to add a lot of flavor to the table. And, of course, those sausage rolls, pork and turkey, but the pork. You crisp it up a little bit. You caramelize it, and then you put it in with that orchetta, with the spinach. Oh, baby, nothing better. Their sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, nitrates, none of that. All natural, just like the original family recipe. You want to find those products, go to JonesDairyFarm.com. You can find Jones products in all of the grocery stores all throughout the great state of Wisconsin.
We crown our champion next. The Jingle for Your Kringle contest reaches its apex. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We have reached the moment of truth. All the votes have been cast. We all followed Tausch's rules of voting like the Heisman Trophy ballot. By the way, how did you vote?
I voted Pavia, who I've now rescinded after his actions.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Rescinded.
Outburst. Yeah.
So he doesn't get any points now from me. So he's 3 points less than what he originally went. And then I went Mendoza. And then I went off script. I asked for Jesse's input. He gave me some. I went with who I think is going to be one of the best players in the draft, who's an absolute stud, and that's the safety for Ohio State, Downs. Last name Downs.
Last name Roberson.
Yes.
There you have it. There is Tausch's ballot. Our ballots have all been cast in the Jingle for Your Kringle contest presented by Racine Danish Kringles. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition. So is this contest on Wilde and Tausch. If you want to order Kringle for your holiday gathering, go to kringle.com or call 800-4-DANISH. We first unveil the second runner-up. Should the runner-up and the champion not be able to fulfill their duties as the Jingle for Your Kringle champion, our third runner-up, second runner-up, our third-place finisher is this.
See, Danish Kringles are really great. Ain't nobody's business how many we ate. Over 30 flavors, there's one for you. They go down fast, you better get two. We love our Racine Danish Kringle. Now it's time for our Racine Danish Jingle. Racine Danish Kringle. Racine Danish Kringle. Racine Danish Jingle. Racine Danish Jingle. It can't be beat, we're on a mission. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition.
A very
strong
good
finish there.
Yeah. I also early, it's very good as well. I will say this was the toughest competition we've had. We had three potential legit winners.
All good. And an
all
AI
three of the finalists were very good.
I would disagree with you, but I think this year's have been good. I think 2 years ago, I thought when Josh got snubbed, I thought that was the best year.
Yeah, we had two really good ones that year. I think
high
we had three
quality,
this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Four if you include the AI one.
That's true.
Well, the AI one's going to get played more than any of the other ones.
Allegedly AI, right? That's
right.
What I was taught?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Racine Danish Kringles. All right, so now our runner-up in the Racine Danish Kringle Jingle for Your Kringle Contest 2025 is this.
Oh, those buttery rings are so flaky and sweet. But it's not just a treat, it's tradition. Cause whenever we meet, we're a strong coalition. For the crowd please and tasty as pastry, it's gotta be Racine Danish Kringles. Racine Danish Kringles. For meetings or meals or whenever we mingle, Racine Danish Kringles. Racine Danish Kringles.
That's a really good one.
It's really good. Really, really good. I do know. Do we have anything for the runner-up? I haven't read all the contest rules, as was alleged earlier.
I thought you
in the
did
program.
Read them all. You told me earlier in a very snarky way that you did.
I don't think we have anything specifically for the runner-up. Up North Joe did share, that sounds like something you would sing at an Irish pub a few pints
yes.
in, and
yep.
it would be glorious if that was your life, and that's
yep.
what was happening.
I know, that was awesome. Yep. Yeah. Good call by Up North Joe. We'll see if maybe we can't find a little something-something from the good people at Racine Danish Kringles for our runner-up. But here is your 2025 Racine Danish Kringles Jingle for Your Kringle, a champion.
I close my eyes and I can see a Kringle sweet and buttery, topped with icing, filled with fruit or caramel, so many flavors that they sell. Baked into a ring. Oh, I know, they're all so tasty. They're so good that they're always on my mind. Oh, I know, the dough's so flaky. Racine Danish Kringles are one of a kind.
Every night I lie in bed with Kringles dancing in my head. Racine Danish Kringles are the best. Not just a treat, a tradition.
proudly made in Wisconsin. We're seeing Danish Kringles pass the test.
Oh, we're seeing Danish Kringles better than the rest.
What can I say? I am a sucker for the Greatest Showman. Really well executed. Is that Jana in Pittsburgh and her roommate?
We don't know.
I don't think they're eligible. They're not in Wisconsin. But that was great work by everyone involved. Thank you again to everyone who entered. We appreciate their entries, one and all. This is something we have fun with every year. Clearly the good people that are always very positive and friendly and not jerks at all in the YouTube comments appreciate their hard work as well and our partnership with Racine Danish.
I wasn't sure how they viewed that, so I'm glad to hear that they're viewing it positively.
Incredibly supportive of the creativity shown by our contestants. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now. Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Well, guys, I do host the very popular Barry Alvarez show every week on ESPN Madison, the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. We were on again last night at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton, and Coach Barry Alvarez weighed in on the transfer portal. A couple of significant names from the University of Wisconsin entering the portal and players all around the world of college football. Here is the message Barry Alvarez shared for players deciding to opt into the transfer portal.
Well, it's a different world, and if you're not happy, the easy thing to do is pack up and leave. I don't know how much you learn when you do that instead of learning how to adjust. And, you know, I used to tell players, you know, when you take your first job, you may not like your boss either. And things may not go well at first, but sometimes you have to give and grow and make it work. And so we've made it real, real easy for players to pack up and leave. You know, I hope they're doing it for the right reasons. I hope it works out for them. And in the same respect, that we find some good ones in the portal also.
Barry Alvarez last night on the Barry Alvarez Show. Full show available on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Tausch, what'd you make of what the coach said about the transfer portal there?
I think the first thing that he said was the most important. It's a new era. And the NCAA failed these kids just as much as they failed themselves in the institutions. They've let this thing get to the point where it's insane. It's complete insanity. So players are going to do what's best for them. I don't mind the fact that they're using it as negotiation and leverage. I do think that there's something to be said if you're not playing, we're going to go and try to find somewhere easier, the path of least resistance. The LeBronization of sports. Let's find the path of least resistance. Let's not compete and battle and scrap. But in the same breath, I'm also going to say that it's not for me to tell somebody, hey, you can get another $500,000 from a different school and you're going to play. Don't go. That's crazy. Of course you'll go. So this is just a monstrous failure of leadership by an organization that was supposed to have everybody's best interest in mind. They were derelict of their duties, and now you have just rampant lawlessness. There is no laws. So this is what you get. So I'm not going to sit here and apologize. The kids are doing what they're allowed to do, and it's because all of the adults in the room weren't up to the task of handling this before it got to this point. So shame on all of them, not shame on the kids.
Extremely well said by Mark Tauscher. You know who I was thinking about the other day? AJ Storr. Do you know where AJ Storr is now?
Why were you thinking about AJ Storr?
Yeah, it's weird that you're thinking about him.
Because I, well, was well he on I that saw Netflix him in a game. I was flipping
was he
through
on that
channels.
Netflix show you were watching?
He's not, no.
Who
no.
does he play for?
What was that show you said yesterday you were watching and I was giving, like, thought you had no time to do anything? What was that again?
I don't remember.
Jesse, what did he say he was watching that we were all kind of dumbfounded?
I don't recall him saying he was watching anything yesterday. I was answering a lot of phone calls yesterday.
No, because it was super intriguing to me. It's like, oh, this guy can't do it. But continue on your point on AJ Storr.
Oh, this guy? Is that what you just called me? Oh, this guy can't.
This guy.
Mm-hmm. AJ Storr plays at Ole Miss.
Oh.
Oh. Hotty toddy.
So in the last 4 years, he's played at St. John's, Wisconsin, Kansas, and now Ole Miss.
Tell you what, we got the best of AJ Storr.
Sure we did. That's I agree.
Good.
Yeah, sure.
Well done, Gardo. Great job, Gardo.
But to Barry Alvarez's point, that's wild, right? Like, who was the kid that wanted to transfer to Iowa? And Bo wouldn't let him. Like, we've gone from that kind of cluster, to now you basically are playing everywhere and anywhere, here, there, and everywhere. And I just, Tausch nailed it. The adults in the room put their heads in the sand, knowing this was coming.
They were clinging to free labor for a long time.
Yeah, without understanding that it was never going to stay the old way.
They knew the lawsuits were going to go. They could have.
Right.
Like, they were not proactive at all. So I don't feel sorry for anybody.
I
think college sports is on a tipping point of I'm going to be really curious how these college football playoffs shake out numbers-wise.
Me too.
I don't think they're going to do as well as everybody thinks. I could be wrong. My interest level's not that high. I don't know about you. I love college football. My interest level, not high. Got guys not playing. Got coaches leaving. Like
the first round, I'm not very interested in. The later rounds, if the good teams advance, have some compelling potential matchups. But, yeah.
Well, you know
Jesse,
me, I'm
was
more
it better
a bowl
with four
guy.
Teams? Was it better with four teams and all the bowls, or is it better with 12 teams now?
Well, I think what was going to happen to the bowls would happen
Simple
anyway.
Answer. Simple answer.
It was better with.
I love the fact that our
four
guy,
teams.
Who very rarely gives
yes,
a simple
four
answer.
Teams. Thank you. It's not that hard to answer. No, if you believe it's 12, you just say 12.
But we're,
you don't sit there and hem and haw.
We are 1 year into the 12-team playoff.
And it's getting worse. It's getting less interesting as it goes.
We haven't played a game of this year's tournament yet. Can we wait until this one's done to decide that?
I tried to tell you guys, the college football regular season has been so great for so many years. And that is what separated it from all the other sports. You've basically made it NFL light with guys not opting in and coaches leaving. That's not even NFL light. So it's gotten worse, and it's going to get worse. So good luck, man. Good luck. Now, if Wisconsin's in the playoff, obviously I'm going to be super intrigued by it. But when they're not, you've turned it into college basketball, which, hey, college basketball is great in March. Somehow they've made it. It's not even that intriguing to me in December. This is no March Madness. We got our big leaders of the sport saying, "Ah, these Cinderellas suck. Give me a three-loss Vanderbilt in Texas." How is that intriguing? They've made something much worse. Not better. But they're making more money, and I get it. Doesn't mean I got to like it.
The good
Tell
news-
me I'm wrong, Jason.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. The good news is...
Oh, me and Coach Alvarez wanted 12 teams. Then we wanted 8. Four teams.
No, we never.
And we
won
have a great Pop-Tarts Bowl. Let's have a great Pop-Tarts Bowl, huh?
The bowl season is already underway. The Cricket Celebration Bowl, and the bucked up L.A. Bowl, both are in the books. Tonight, you can catch on ESPN the 1848 Salute to Veterans Bowl, or whatever that, what is this?
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Troy versus Jacksonville State.
1848, Wisconsin
now,
became
teams,
a state.
They had like six teams not accept that bid, by the way.
Unless that's IS4S, that could also be that. Maybe my eyes are failing me, but either
you're
way.
You're proving my point over and over.
The good news is college, we got an even better one
we've
tomorrow.
We've made college football a lot worse.
The Staff DNA Cure Bowl between Old Dominion and South Florida, live from Orlando.
Monarchs.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Sorry, Rich Eisen, we got to go. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks, Devin Cohen. Thanks to our contestants in the Jingle for Your Kringle contest. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.